From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, October 5th. Members of Maine's congressional delegation are targeting the California aquarium that recently red-listed lobster. Kevin Miller has more.
Representative Jared Golden and Senator Angus King say they plan to introduce bills that will cut off all federal funding to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Representative Shelley Pingree and Senator Susan Collins plan to co-sponsor the proposals, which come 1 month after the aquarium's Seafood Watch program urged consumers to avoid lobster because of the risks that fishing gear poses to endangered North Atlantic right whales. Maine's political leadership has locked arms with the state's economically powerful lobster industry to denounce the Seafood Watch red listing as being without any scientific basis. They point out that no right whale injuries have been linked to Maine lobster gear in decades, and there has never been a death tied to the industry. But in a statement, the Monterey Bay Aquarium says the Seafood Watch ratings, quote, reflect a management failure, and that the lobster industry is out of compliance with the Endangered Species Act and other federal laws that protect right whales. Scientists estimate there are fewer than 350 North Atlantic right whales left in existence. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The three candidates hoping to win Maine's gubernatorial contest this November shared a stage for the first time on Tuesday. The debate between incumbent Democratic Governor Janet Mills, former Republican Governor Paul LePage, and independent Sam Hunkler covered a broad range of issues. As expected, Mills and LePage sparred with each other over government spending, abortion, and the state's response to the opioid crisis. On the economy, LePage says he would have used $250 million of a surplus on state subsidies to lower Mainers' heating costs. But Mills says the $850 checks sent to most Maine households helped families deal with rising costs. The debate was co-sponsored by Maine Public, the Portland Press-Herald, and the Lewiston Sun-Journal. Mills and LePage are slated to debate each other at least four more times before the November 8th election. Almost all of Maine's 15 county jails say they're understaffed. As Nicole Grisco reports, some are missing more than half of the staff they say they need to fully operate.
The problems are especially dire at the York County Jail, which is understaffed by 65%. Knox County reports that staffing is down 60% and Cumberland County down 47%. The Penobscot County Jail is missing nearly one-third of the workers it needs to operate. That's according to the data that the Maine Sheriff's Association provided to a special commission that's studying whether residents in state prisons, county jails, and other correctional facilities in Maine can confidentially communicate with their attorneys as the Constitution requires. Sheriff's Association President Dale Lancaster says county jails are stretched to their limits. The Somerset County Jail that he oversees just lost two staff members earlier this week.
But at the time of this reporting, I was unfilled at 44%, and I had two walk off last night. So that just increases that number.
Only one jail in Maine, the Waldo County Correctional Facility, reported that it was fully staffed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Grisco.
Brunswick-based Blue Shift Aerospace has signed a $7 million deal with Northern Lights Space Exploration, also of Brunswick, for five suborbital launches. Northern Lights managing partner Charlton Shackleton is an explorer, entrepreneur, and descendant of the famous Antarctica explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton. He wants to use Blue Shift's Starless Rogue beta rockets to conduct memorial services in space, where small payloads of up to 10 kilograms of cremated ashes may be launched and dispersed. Shackleton says it's a unique and personal way to honor a loved one.
We want to be able to conduct that memorial service, share it with our loved ones back down here, and let people really experience seeing their loved one, whether it be a people or a pet, let them see them released gently into the Northern Lights. It's a very intimate experience.
Northern Lights, which says it plans to offer other services beyond memorial services, committed up to $1.4 million for the use of each Starless Rogue suborbital launch vehicle. A Lewiston High School graduate may appear on the U.S. dollar coin. Bernard Laune was a cardiologist and researcher who invented the direct current defibrillator. The Sun Journal reports that an advisory committee for the U.S. Mint recently endorsed a coin with Laune's image and the medical device that saved countless lives for its American Innovations coin program. Laune was born in Lithuania. He moved to Lewiston as a young teen and got his bachelor's degree from the University of Maine. He went on to be a pioneering cardiologist and received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1985 as a co-founder of an international organization of physicians against nuclear war. He died in 2021 at age 99. Pending approval by the U.S. Mint, the dollar coin with Laune's image is expected to be released in 2024. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow morning for Maine Calling at 11. I'm Carol Bousquet.